Blog Talk Radio.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Witkins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that time. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. So a Thanksgiving prayer is a prayer that allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Praise be to God. And that is what a Thanksgiving prayer is all about. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Worship you, Lord. Praise be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, my deliverer, you are the deliverer. You are the fortress. You are the rock. Whoever is in you is saved. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but you came that we may have life and have it to its fullest. We praise you, for you are holy. We praise you, for you are powerful. We praise you, for you are our deliverer. You are our Lord. We can hear you calling. We can feel your glory. We can see you rise up and be our strength. Receive our praises. Receive all that is within us, for we give you the highest honor of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in basic theology. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection by Prophet Wiggins.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it. There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to
heal. Him
down on my knees, I called on him. Hey,
call on
all
him.
Of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside.
It will be.
through trials and tribulations and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing. The God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call on him and hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
deliverer. Sometimes fear and anxiety creep into our thoughts, whether they are gripping or subtle. They come to cause us to doubt your power, might, and delivering hand. We turn our thoughts to what might be, what would happen, or what we could thought to what might be, what could happen, or what we could lose, rather than trusting in your sovereign hand and power. Too much time has been lost in worry or fear. Too many moments that could have been redeemed have gone into waste, just as the enemy wanted. Forgive us, Lord God, for ignoring your deliverance in time of stress. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, we are going to read our devotional message, Praise Be to God, which is entitled, The Work of the World. Amen. Again, the title is The Work of the World. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, For teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training, and righteousness. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. The writer says, God's word is both inspired and profitable for all the ways the Lord wants to work in your life. He works through scripture too. Teach. Even if there is no one else around to instruct you, God reveals himself to you through scripture. His ways, how to follow him, and how to honor him in your choices. He also teaches you about yourself, others, how to have healthy relationships, and how to handle every situation in life. Amen? Reprove. Through the Bible, God exposes the attitudes, beliefs, and habits that are undermining your well-being and relationship with Christ so you can change course, John 8 and 32. Correct. Through the word, God also helps you get on the right path, restores you, improve your life and character, and make you complete as his child. Praise be to God. Trained in righteousness. Finally, through scripture, God trains you by renewing your mind, deepening your faith, healing your most profound strongholds, and transforming you into the likeness of Christ. The work of God through the word is powerful because ultimately, he is preparing you for all he will do through you. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is always to me. So let us pray. Jesus, your word is a gift. Thank you for working through it to teach, reprove, correct, and train us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God. I learned to trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I trust in Jesus, he's my friend.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit, and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Jesus, Triumphant in mighty healer, deliverer,
praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, my deliverer, nothing can come to us that doesn't first pass through your hands. Nothing can pierce us that hasn't received your permission. Those are easy words to say, but in the moment when we're facing fear and doubt, they are not so easy to live out. Thank you for the kindness you show us in those times to remind us that you are our deliverer. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for coming to us and whispering time and again your promises of deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time, I will play a short selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand.
God, and he'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe.
I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive.
Through your faith, your eyes will be open.
Through the hope he is in the Father,
he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean with my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another short selection. Praise God.
You
love you enough. You've been so good to me. Gave your only begotten son.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening. And we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Oh, good evening. Thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
All right. Glad to hear that. Anyone else on the line with us?
No.
Okay. We're going to get back into our lesson, which is the pre-incarnate Christ. Before that, I'm going to open up in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, tonight we just want to come to you to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, to start us on our way, to give us strength for the struggle, to give us a new lease on life, for giving us another opportunity to come to you and give you praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we thank you for the snow. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the change in the atmosphere. Lord God, we thank you for you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. So God bless everybody that's on the line, everyone that's listening, everyone that might listen in the archives. We thank you for that, Lord God. And I pray that this lesson will be a blessing to all of us, that we will get something out of it, be inspired, be enlightened, be wised up, Lord God, all about you. So again, thank you for your love, your unconditional love, your grace and mercy, your generosity, your kindness, your favor. Thank you, God. And thank you most of all for sending your son, Jesus. And forgive us of our sins. All these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to take it back to page 275, talking about section 3, the activity of the pre-incarnate Christ. And as we read it last week, we weren't able to get into all of the scriptures. So that's the main thing I want to do tonight. Okay. I'm going to read the first part, A and B, but B is where we had all the scriptures that we didn't get to. So I'm going to start at A, his activity as creator. And who are we talking about?
Christ.
Amen. Number one, the extent of it. Mm-hmm. He was involved in the creation of all things. John 1:3, Colossians 1:16, Hebrews 1:2. This demonstrates his power to be able to create all things. So number two, the purpose of it. What was the reason for it? All things were created for him, Colossians 1:16, meaning for the purpose of achieving his end in the creation. This demonstrates his prerogative to have creation serve his purposes. And that was the reason for things being created, to serve
Amen.
The purposes of Jesus Christ. Okay, and number three, the continuation of it. He also now sustains his creation. He holds it up. He maintains it. Well, in him, all things hold together, Colossians 1:17. This demonstrates his presence continuing to sustain creation. So what does that mean? This demonstrates his presence.
He was present in everything that was done from the beginning until present time.
All right. All right. So he's sustaining us.
Yes.
And I believe Apostle Robinson, Robert, has a song entitled "He Sustains Me."
Yes, it's a beautiful song. Mm-hmm.
I know, I love that song. Very nice. Old school. Very nice. So here we go with the looking up of the scripture. B, his activity as angel. Number one, his identity as angel of Yahweh. Who is Yahweh?
Jesus.
No.
Oh, Yahweh, God.
Right, right. So his identity as the angel of God, angel of Yahweh. Clearly, the angel of Yahweh is a self-manifestation of Yahweh. For he speaks as God, identifies himself with God, and claims to exercise the prerogatives of God. So does that tell you anything?
Yeah, that he and the Father is one.
All right. That's it. That's it. Now let's take a look at these scriptures. Genesis 16, verses 7 through 14.
Okay.
I'm about to get anything out of the equation, but here we go. Genesis 16, verses 7 through 14.
7 through 14. Praise be to God. And it says, the angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness along the road to Shur.
Sure.
The angel said to her, Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from and where are you going? I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai. She replied, the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit to her authority. Then he added, I will give you more descendants than you can count. And the angel also said, you are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael, which means God hears. For the Lord has heard your cry of distress. This son of yours will be a wild man, as untamed as a wild donkey. He will raise his fist against everyone, and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live in open hostility against all his relatives. Thereafter, Hagar used another name to refer to the Lord who had spoken to her. She said, you are the God who sees me. She also said, have I truly seen the one who sees me? So that well was named Beer Lahaya, which means well of the living one who sees me. It can still be found between Kadesh and Bari. So Hagar
Amen.
Gave... Oh,
that's
one more.
14.
Oh, 14.
That's 14.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that name in my Bible that you
Which
were
name?
Stumbling with.
Oh,
the name that you were stumbling
that
with.
Called Beer, B-E-R, dash, LAHAI-ROI.
Right. I don't have that in my Bible.
Oh, okay.
It says that's how that desert spring got named God Alive Sees Me Spring. That spring is still there between Kadesh and Bered.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And the next scripture will be 21, verses 17 through 18. Still in Genesis.
Okay. 21 verses 19, you say?
17 through 18.
Okay, 17 to 18. But God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, "Hagar, what's wrong? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants." Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And now 22, 11 through 18.
Okie doke. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you are truly, that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yiri, which means "the Lord will provide." Amen. To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. "This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants. Behold, number like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me." 18, right?
Wow, yes, ma'am.
That is powerful. All because he obeyed him.
All because he obeyed God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. All the nations on earth will find themselves blessed through their descendants, through Abraham's descendants, because Abraham obeyed him. Amen.
Yes, he did.
31, 11 through 13.
Okay. 30, 28. 31, 11, 10, 11. Then, in my dream, the angel of God said to me, "Jacob," and I replied, "Yes, here I am." They love that, "here I am." And the angel said, look up, and you will see that only the streaked, specked, and spotted males are mating with the females of your flock. For I have seen how Laban has treated you. I am the God who appears to you at Bethel, the place where you anointed the pillar of stone and made your vow to me. Now get ready and leave this country and return to the land of your birth. Rachel.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
That's it.
Okay.
No, thank you. I know. It's good.
Yes.
Exodus 3 and 2.
Okay. Exodus 3:8. Okay.
Any comments about what you've been reading or...
Oh, no, it is so good. Well, you know, it's very excellent. Excellent. I love
praise
it.
God. Yes.
Exodus 3 and 2 says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it did not burn up. Yes!
Amen. Oh, God.
But
so
God.
Who was that? Who was that in the bush?
God was in the bush talking to Moses.
Amen. Now we're going to go to Judges 2, 1 through 4.
Judges 2, Numbers. Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Samuel, Judges 2, 1 through 4. Amen. Judges 2, 1 through 4. The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and said to the Israelites, I brought you out of Egypt into this land that I swore to give your ancestors, and I said I would never break my covenant with you. For your part, you were not to make any covenant with the people living in this land. Instead, you were to destroy their altars. But you disobeyed my command. Why did you do this? So now I declare that I will no longer drive out the people living in your land. They will be thorns in your side. Ooh, Lord. And their gods will be a constant temptation to you. When the angel of the Lord finished speaking to all the Israelites, the people wept loudly. Mm-hmm. They should have, because they disobeyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, again.
Late to cry. You done did what you wasn't supposed to do.
Disobedient.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 5 and 23.
Okay. 5:23. Let the people of Memrod be cursed, said the angel of the Lord. Let them be utterly cursed, because they did not come to help the Lord. To help the Lord against the mighty warriors. Did I say that right? M-E-R-O-Z?
Mirage. You said something else, right?
Yeah, I said Nimrod.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine and I didn't see that word. Mirage.
Yeah. Mirage?
Mm-hmm. M-E-R-O-Z.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was 5 and
23. Now, 6, 11 through 22. And if you're tired, I'll read, but, you know, if you're good.
I'm good until I get stuck with these big words.
And these pages sticking together. Yes. 11 through 22.
Okay. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah. Okay. That's it.
So the F is like a F, and it's not Pra, it's Ophrah. Like frog, Ophrah.
Ophrah. Okay. Which belonged to Joash. Of the clan of Abijah. Okay. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites.
Mm-hmm.
The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." Sir Gideon replied, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." The Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." Up to where, you say?
22.
Gideon replied, "If you are truly going to help me, show me a sign to prove that it is really the Lord speaking to me. Don't go away until I come back and bring my offering to you." He answered, "I will stay here until you return." Gideon hurried home. He cooked a young goat, and with a basket of flour, he baked some bread without yeast. Then, carrying the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot, he brought them out and presented them to the angel who was under the great tree. The angel of God said to him, "Place the meat and the unleavened bread on this rock and pour the broth over it." And Gideon did as he was told. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and bread with the tip of his staff in his hand, and fire flamed up from the rock and consumed all he had brought, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he cried out, "O sovereign Lord, I'm doomed. I have seen the angel of the Lord face to faith. Amen. 22, right?
Amen. Yes. Now, 13, 3 through 22.
13.
He said, I am doomed.
I'm doomed. I have seen the Lord. 13,
3? Uh-huh, through 22.
Okie doke. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife, and said, even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. So be careful. You must not drink wine or any alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut. Yes, I know who that is. For he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth.
Right.
He will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines. Yes. The woman ran and told her husband, a man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels, terrifying to see. I did not ask where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. But he told me, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food. For your son will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite. From the moment of his birth until the day of his death, then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, Lord, please let the man of God come back to us again and give us more instruction about this son who is to be born. God answered Manoah's prayer, and the angel of God appeared once again to his wife as she was sitting in the field. But her husband, Manoah, was not with her. So she quickly ran and told her husband, the man who appeared to me the other day is here again. Manoah ran back with his wife and asked, are you the man who spoke to my wife the other day? Yes, he replied, I am. So Manoah asked him, when your words come true, what kind of rules should govern the boy's life and work? The angel of the Lord replied, because your wife follows the instructions I gave her, she must not eat grapes or raisins, drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, or eat any forbidden food. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please stay here until we can prepare a young goat for you to eat. I will stay, the angel of the Lord replied, but I will not eat anything. However, you may prepare a burnt offering as a sacrifice to the Lord. Manoah did not realize it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, what is your name? For when all this comes true, we want to honor you. Why do you ask my name? The angel of the Lord replied, it is too wonderful for you to understand. Then Manoah took a young goat and a grain offering and offered it on a rock as a sacrifice to the Lord. And as Manoah and his wife watched, the Lord did an amazing thing. As the flames from the altar shot toward the sky, the angel of the Lord ascended in the fire. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell with their faces to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
22, wow. Right?
Yes.
Now, the angel did... Huh?
I said powerful.
Oh, yes. The angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord. And he said to his wife, "We will certainly die, for we have seen God." Woo! Praise be to God.
And the angel ascended in the flames.
In the flames. That was the miracle. Go inside.
That was the miracle. That's a wonder working God for him to ascend. You know that's different.
Yes. Absolutely.
Unheard of. And they saw him ascending in the flames.
Yeah.
God. So they knew they had seen God's angel and fell to their face to worship.
And they believed.
Of course. Of course. And she was pregnant right then, too. Yeah. No choice but to believe.
Exactly.
Second Samuel 24 and 16.
Second Samuel. First Samuel.
24 and 16.
Second Samuel 2
and 4.
2 Samuel 4 and 2?
24. What was it again? 16.
Oh, 2 Samuel 24.
24.
Oh, 24. That's all I'm saying. Okay, here we go. 2 Samuel 24 and 16. Says 15, 16. But as the angel was preparing to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, "Stop, that is enough." At that moment, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of, can you pronounce that name?
Arauna.
The Jebusite.
Jebusite. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
That's the end of 16? Okay. Mm-hmm. Zechariah 1:12.
Zechariah. Okay. Now, Zechariah comes after, let's see, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel. Zechariah. Nehemiah.
Comes after Zephaniah.
Got it. Zechariah.
Zechariah 1, verse 12, after Haggai.
Mm-hmm. Zechariah 2, 3. Zechariah 1.
12.
I will search with lanterns. No, this is Zephaniah.
Yeah, after Haggai.
Well, hey, God.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Amos, Daniel, Hosea. Where is that?
The Habakkuk.
Habakkuk. Yeah.
And then Haggai. And then Zechariah.
Oh, okay. Because I always...
And 10.
Nehemiah, Malachi. I always get those two.
You passed it. If you had Malachi, you passed
it. I passed it?
If you had Malachi, you passed it. It's before Malachi.
Hey, God. Okay, so I'm almost there in Zechariah.
Okay.
Zechariah 1 and 12, you say?
Yes.
Okay, 12. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest.
That's Zechariah 1 and 12?
Oh, no, that's Haggai. Jeez, no wonder I couldn't pronounce those words. One and two. Now we there. Now we there because I was saying this ain't had no angels in there.
Okay.
Okay. 12 says, upon hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed this prayer. O Lord of heaven's armies, for 70 years now, you have been angry with Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. How long until you again show mercy to them?
All right.
Why?
Three and one.
One.
Three and
one. Thank goodness it's in the same one. Then the angel showed me Joshua. J-E-S-H-U-A is Joshua.
Joshua. Hold on one second. Sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Three and one.
That was
saying. Then the angel showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing
That's not Joshua. That's Joshua.
Joshua? J-E-S-H-U-A?
Yeah, Joshua.
Okay.
Yes.
Then the angel showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusations against Joshua. Just one? That's it.
Yes, just one. For that, not 12 and 8.
Okay, 12. happened. On that day, the Lord will defend the people of Jerusalem. The weakest among them will be as mighty as King David, and the royal descendants will be like God, like the angel of the Lord who goes before them. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What a day that will be.
Yes, it will be.
What a day
wow.
that will be. And now we're going to say the continuing paragraph. Yet he is distinguished from Yahweh. Genesis 24:7. Keep your finger at Zechariah because we're going to come back to 1:12-13. But right now we're going to go to Genesis 24:7. But let me finish. That he is a member of the Trinity is indicated by the fact that the appearances of the angel of Yahweh ceased after the incarnation. This is confirmed by the Old Testament statement that the angel of God accompanied Israel when they left Egypt, Exodus 14:19, circle around 23 and 20. And the New Testament statement that the rock who followed Israel was Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:4. So we're going to probably stop at 2, but right now we're going to go back up to Genesis 24:7 and keep the finger on Zechariah because we're going to come back to Genesis 24:7.
Okay. You okay?
Yes, I just probably needed some water, but I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, 24:7 says, where's the... For the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and my native land, so solemnly promised to give this land to my descendants. He will send his angels ahead of you, and he will see to it that you find a wife there for my son. Amen.
It says, I'm giving this land to your descendants. This God will send his angel ahead of you to get a wife for my son. And if the woman won't come, you are free from this oath you've sworn to me. But under no circumstances are you to take my son back there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Going back to Zechariah 1:12-13.
Okay. One. Okay. 1:12-13. So upon hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed this prayer. Didn't we read this?
You
oh, Lord,
so you can go to 13. Go on.
Hmm?
I would say you can go to 13, but go on.
No, that's cool. I don't like to dwell. For 70 years now you have been angry with Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. How long until you again show mercy to them? 13. And the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to read this part. It goes through 14, I guess.
15. Okay.
Mine goes to 15. It says, I care, and this is God's message. I care deeply for Jerusalem and Zion. I feel very possessive of them, but I'm thoroughly angry with the godless nations that act as if they own the whole world. I was only moderately angry earlier, but now they've gone too far. I'm going into action.
Wow. Ooh, had enough for you. I done about had enough of you.
Exactly. But it is amazing how God works through his angels.
Let's go to Exodus 14, 19, and then we're going to go to 23 and 20.
Well, we only got 14. We only got 5 minutes left on the timer.
Okay.
After that, you know, once the airing finished, then we're like just talking to each other.
Then we'll stop. 14 and 19, Exodus.
Okay. Go back. 14 and 19. Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to the rear of the camp. The pillar of clouds also moved from the front and stood behind them. Amen.
Okay. 20.
23 and 20. See, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. So that'll be it. Mm-hmm. You can take us out in prayer. What a lesson.
Amen. It was a beautiful lesson. Praise be to God. Precious and heavenly Father, thank you for this lesson tonight. What an eye-opening. Thank you for the Old Testament that was coming true into the New Testament. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for strength, health, wisdom, understanding, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for once again waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds, healing in our bodies. We thank you for watching over us and our families last night while we slept and saw fit to rise us up again this morning. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for families, friends, and even our enemies, Lord God. Forgive us for all of our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. Bless our pastor, Apostle Arthie Wiggins. Heal him, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God.
Touch him, Lord, in the mighty way.
Our First Lady Nadine, Lord God.
Yes.
Heal her also, Lord God, because we know physically, mentally, she is going through right along with Pastor, Lord God. We ask that you wrap your loving arms around them, protect them, and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and disease, Lord God. Guide them in the way that you would have them to go, Lord God. Bless them in a mighty, special way. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Bless our psalmist, Barbara A. Amore, Lord God, for this lesson. What a powerful, powerful lesson that you've given to us tonight, Lord God. We appreciate it. We love you. We honor and adore you, Lord God. So we ask that you continue. Let your will be done in our lives and guide us, Lord God, where you would have us to go. Again, we ask all of this in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi.
Amen. Did you get my email?
Yes. I'm about to move from one seat to the next.
Okay, all right. So make sure you stand up for a minute so you won't be so stiff.
Oh, yes, I am, definitely. My side and my feet, everything is swollen up so tight, you know? I don't know.
Mm.
sorry.
It's all in God's hands.
Yeah.
Just as he answered Paul, my grace is sufficient. So by his grace, I am surviving each day.
Praise God. God bless you. Strengthen you and encourage you. And heal you.
Yes. I tell you, without God, I don't know where I would be without Jesus in my life. Oh,
where
the Holy Spirit guiding us. Nobody could do what God could do for us. No human at all. You know,
I'm gonna say shalom and get ready for the Zoom.
Okay, don't. All right.
While you're giving your testimony, but I gotta run. Okay, I see you in a little while.
All right.
God bless you. Love you. Hugs and kisses. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Wow. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Okay. God bless you.